This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
President Obama heads to Mexico today to meet with that country's new president, Enrique Peña Nieto. They will talk immigration reform, but also economics. Mexico is the U.S.'s third largest trading partner. And for more on that, we're joined from Miami by Enrique Acevedo of Univision News. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here again. And let me first ask you, President Obama has said that a lot of the focus this time with the president of Mexico is going to be on economics. So what does he mean? What are they likely to talk about?
Well, as you know, Mexico's economy is in a pretty good shape right now. And President Peña Nieto is trying to seize this moment, putting forward an aggressive agenda for reform in sectors like education, telecommunications, which we've talked about, energy and finance, focusing on competitiveness, trade, which is basically the relationship between Mexico and the United States, and increased economic integration with the U.S. So we can expect the economy, as you say, to be front and center during President Obama's visit to Mexico.
And the other big thing that's always on the agenda between these two countries is security, the drug war that's going on, all the violence along the border. What do you think that they'll be talking about on that front?
Well, that's a very pertinent question because, as you know, economy would be front and center, but this despite that narco-related violence is still the number one issue in the perception of Mexicans, and I guess also most Americans when asked about their neighbor to the south.
Yeah.
So I guess the intention is to focus the U.S. and Mexico relation on those things, on the economy, on trade, but at a moment where insecurity and narco-related violence is still the number one issue, not only for Mexico, but for the rest of the region. We saw that last week during the World Economic Forum in Lima, in Peru. Mm. During the panels, the discussions, even in the back alleys, people were saying, this is our new external debt.
And explain what you mean by new external debt.
Well, as you know, during the 80s and 90s, external debt for most of the Latin American countries was a huge challenge in terms of bringing development and political stability to these economies. It was a constant or common denominator among different economies in the region. And now they're saying that insecurity and narco-related violence is the equivalent to the external debt in the 80s and part of the 90s.
How do you think the relationship will be different with President Obama and President Enrique Peña Nieto in Mexico?
Well, the relation between Mexico and the U.S. operates at an institutional level. Leaders in each country have relatively small influence on its general course. Nevertheless, we've seen examples in the past of how a good personal dynamic between two presidents can energize and even refocus the bilateral agenda.
Yeah.
So you have a second-term president in the U.S. with all kinds of challenges at home, meeting a freshman with 6 months in power, trying to set the tone for the next 5.5 years. So, we don't really know how the relationship between these two leaders is going to develop and how it's going to impact the vast agenda between Mexico and the U.S.
Enrique Acevedo from Univision News, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.